If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. I'm Steve Taylor, and this is your program to get debt-free Virginia. Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Thank you so much for joining us today for the show, and I'll give you out the phone number if you would like to join us and have any comments or questions. It is 488-5299, 488-5299, and you can join us, and you can always, every day of the week, get in touch with Steve through his website, www.debtfreeva.com. So you can always go there and chat and have a question or comment there as well.
Absolutely. And again, that do call in at 488-5299, and we'll answer your questions. This is kind of like an Ask the Expert, even though I don't claim to be an expert in all things. I know a whole bunch about bankruptcy, that I've been doing this for about 30 years and doing it in the Hampton Roads area. And we have four offices. We have four attorneys that do tons and tons of bankruptcies. And we're the number one filer of Chapter 7s in this during this pandemic. And can you turn that down just a little bit? That's loud. Thank you. And so we'd just love to have you call on in. And again, 488-5299, Radio Free Virginia, Radio Free Virginia. And so today we're going to be talking about maybe some specific sort of things about bankruptcy. We don't usually dig in deep on the bankruptcy. We talk a lot about, you know, Chapter 7s and Chapter 13s generally. We've had lots of programs on the biblical basis of bankruptcy. And so, you know, today that we're going to actually talk about, you know, if you're going to file bankruptcy, what does that mean as far as all your creditors? Do you know you have all your creditors when you take a look at your credit reports? What happens if you forget creditors? Are they going to be discharged? You know, some kind of specific sort of things, you know, that we'll talk about as far as bankruptcy. And, of course, if you have any general questions about bankruptcy, about debt resolution, about the best way to go about handling a debt, whether a specific type of debt would be dischargeable in a bankruptcy, anything that you can think of that relates to bankruptcy, this is an open-air format that we invite your comments. We would like to hear what you're thinking about. Tell us, you know, your thoughts. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's just back up a second. And you've been okay?
Doing good. Keeping busy around here, as always.
It's been a nice week this week. It's been nice and warmer, I guess.
Weather's turning good.
A little bit.
You know, just a little insider. You know, because the weather's been nice, we're getting some work done outside in the parking lot.
I saw that.
Getting some work done there as well. So, you know, just keeping busy and hoping that people are getting out and experiencing life and enjoying the creation that God's given us.
Amen. Well, that was a real, I was really excited when I got this four-wheel drive that, you know, getting into here sometimes is necessary. But this week, you know, that today, you know, we had the gentleman on the backhoe just kind of waved me on in, and I just kind of cruised on in. I could have done that in a regular vehicle today. It was great.
Well, that's the case, hopefully.
That's wonderful. And so, all right, so let's just jump into some details about bankruptcy that you may, you know, things that you don't know and probably would have never asked, but that you're going to find out today.
You're a wealth of knowledge.
That's right. Well, I don't know if I'm a wealth of knowledge, but I got some information that some people don't always have. You know, one of the things that we, you know, over the 30 years of filing bankruptcy, for folks, that the question always comes up is, you know, what happens if I forget to list a creditor in a bankruptcy?
Yeah, they don't mean to. You know, you can't think of everything possibly in that moment.
Yeah, well, you know, usually
and you don't want to be considered like you're, you know, being false on things.
Well, what we do is that we actually pull up credit reports and try to get as many folks as that we can, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But not all creditors show up on credit reports, and again, we're going to talk about that specifically. So, what happens if you don't list a creditor? Let's say that you just forgot somebody, or maybe somebody you don't remember, or the address you don't remember, and you can't list them specifically. And so the question always becomes, you know, are they discharged? You know, and so back in the day, you know, I say back in the day, you know, 5 years, 10 years ago, this maybe 10 or 15 years ago, that there was a lot of cases were kind of circulating around about wondering what happens with those folks. And now we got some very clear direction, and that many upper-level courts have made determinations that all your creditors in a no-asset Chapter 7 case, no-asset means that basically you don't have that much stuff, it's all exempted, so there's no assets or monies for creditors, that in your standard Chapter 7 case, what most people think of as the standard filing for an individual consumer, that even if you don't list all your creditors, they will be discharged anyway. The only exception is if you're trying to commit fraud and you're not listing somebody because you're trying to commit a fraud against them. But, there's even cases out there saying that if you choose not to, specifically don't want to list a person, you just don't list them, as long as it wasn't fraudulent, that they will still likely be discharged according to some of the cases that we've seen out there. And, of course, we instruct everybody to list all. In fact, you'll be asked by the trustee, have you listed all your debts? Have you listed all your assets? And under the threat of perjury, you're going to be answering, hopefully, yes, that you've listed everybody. But again, that if you have not listed everybody and you just forgot to list somebody, they're going to get discharged anyhow. And, not all debts do get discharged, but if they are a dischargeable debt, if they're an unsecured creditor, that means, there's basically three types of creditors that most people, it's easy to remember, and it's not actually the legal definition. You have secured creditors. That's like if you got some sort of collateral behind the debt, like a car, a car loan has a car securing it, the car loan, or a house has a mortgage, house securing the deed of trust or securing the note, or the, if you have a, or you have what you call consumer, you have debts like Zales Jewelry or Grand Furniture, where the furniture,
where you have something tangible,
where you're using the creditor's money to buy their stuff over time, and so that in those debts, those are called secure debts, and in a bankruptcy, you got to either pay for those or give them up. You can't just discharge them and keep the stuff, unfortunately.
You have to give up the stuff.
Right. Yeah. So then if you've given up the stuff, or it's been repossessed, they've already got the stuff, then that debt becomes unsecured. And those are the types of debts that are 100% dischargeable. I say 100%. There are unsecured, like tax debts, because you don't have nothing to show for your taxes. We already know that are not dischargeable. So taxes and student loans, you can't get rid of those. Generally, even though we are going to talk about some taxes that can be discharged. People say there's a lot of debts out there. You might forget one or two. Well, again, the rule is if you filed your Chapter 7 bankruptcy and you forgot somebody, they're going to get discharged anyhow. And so that happens occasionally, and that we talk to our clients, and the case has been closed, and the person, the creditor calls up and says, you didn't list me, I never got a notice. And so we tell the client to, we'll tell them your case number or give them a copy of your discharge.
It's a little bit of that grace we talked about last time. You didn't even know you had the debt or forgot about it, and it still is taken care of anyway.
And so that's really nice, is that the that you get rid of all your debts, you really do get a clean start, you get a fresh start. And so that's area of discussion number one. Second, we're going to talk about is that the income taxes, they're called priority or non-priority. It means they're dischargeable or not dischargeable unsecured debts, which means that basically that some taxes are dischargeable. Federal and state taxes are dischargeable. Even personal property tax on vehicle are dischargeable, and some are not. Mm. And so that so this is tax season.
Sure.
So, it's a big court, a big date coming up, April 15th. As far as I know, that we still have an April 15th date.
I heard something that it got pushed to May, but I'm not sure.
No, see, there you go. You might be absolutely right. I would have thought that they moved it up.
I think somebody told me it's now May, and I said, I always try to take care of stuff anyway, but I thought I heard something. Don't take my word for it either.
I believe you could be right. That makes sense. And so that if you know that answer, radio listening audience, give us a call and, Google it, because we can't get Google in this studio environment.
But yeah, if you know that, our phone number is 488-5299. Again, the date everybody always knows is tax season or tax deadline is April 15th for most people, unless you file an extension of some sort. But I thought I heard that it might be later on.
So the rule is with taxes, if you filed your taxes on time, it's 3 years from the date that they were due that they're dischargeable. So, you know, we had some folks just the other day wondering whether they should file, I think it was their 2017 taxes, which I, you know, and I think for sure that by the time April 15th comes this year, that, you know, that that'll be for 2020, mm-hmm. they should be dischargeable because you have 3 years in between 21 to, yeah, it's actually April 15th, 21. These were due on April 15th, 2018. Mm-hmm. That's 3 years, so that if you, they're now 3 years or older, they should be dischargeable. And so they want to wait until after April 15th before they file. So even unless there's other things going on where they say, well, it's only like $50 I owe or something like that, you know, you don't have to worry about it.
That would be good.
And, you know, what I usually find is that most people don't know what they owe as far as their taxes or when they owe them. I mean, they're just clueless, you know, that they're very, some taxes are very confusing, that the tax folks try to seem to make it happen that way. And by the time that you have some tax issues, you know, it's really difficult to know exactly what the IRS is going to say. And so the good news is whatever is dischargeable will be dischargeable. But that, you know, if you got a court, if you got a, if you're on the, you don't know all the information and you got an April 15th date coming up, probably wait till April 16th before you file. And so that's 3 years from the date that, from if they're all filed on time from now. However, let's say you had a really old date, like a ninth, you know, 2009, but you just filed 2 years ago. Well, if it's more than 2 years old and that it's an older than three-year-old debt, then that's dischargeable as well. So in some cases, just 2 years old would equal a debt as long as it was filed at least 2 years old and the debt itself was more than 3 years old. It could be dischargeable. And so that would be called a non or an unsecured non-priority. It means it's not one that's going to take priority and have to be paid debt. And so the tax debts are dischargeable. 1 year... also for personal property debt. So that, let's say that your car debt is more than 1 year old from the date that it was due. That could well be dischargeable. But if it's less than a year, then you got to pay for it. So that's, and again, that you don't, if it's dischargeable, even if you forget to list it, if you don't list it correctly, the case law says that it's going to be dischargeable as long as you file the bankruptcy and, you know, we'll sort out the dates later. But then again, if you have a court, if you have a significant date like April 15th coming up, you know, you might want to wait until after April
15th. Check and see, right.
Yeah.
Always consult your professional.
All right. And so one of the issues that comes up all the time is credit score. You know, we've talked a lot about credit score over the last year.
Yeah, what's good? What does it mean? You know, why it goes up and down, all
and
of that
whether,
kind of thing.
And whether bankruptcy will help. And usually it does. You know, we had folks come in this morning. Actually, it was over the, you know, the Zoom.
Virtual
conference. And they were concerned about the credit report, their credit score. But, you know, they had no idea how many dings they had on their credit score. And so we pull up three credit reports and that we show the client, this is what it looks like. In this particular case, for whatever reason, the credit score didn't come up. But generally, we get the credit score on there, and that we also show the client, hypothetically, what it might be in a year. If they did nothing, just kind of an estimate, they give them on this credit score. And that almost inevitably, you're going to find a much higher credit score after 1 year from the time of filing bankruptcy than you are now. There's two main areas that affect your credit score, and one is the payments, whether they've been made on time. And usually, if you're in a financial bad spot, you allow 30-day lates and 60-day lates, some 90-day lates and stuff like that. All those disappear. And that's 33% of your score. And the second big issue is credit utilization. And so if you have like $10,000 worth of credit cards and they're all maxed out, then those two things right there, that's two-thirds of your credit score.
Because you don't have available credit to you.
You don't have any credit, and that the credit you have is not good because you haven't been paying on time.
Right, okay.
And so when you file bankruptcy, those two things disappear. And we can start rebuilding your credit with, a secured credit card or maybe a car loan that you either had that you reaffirm or, you know, that the...
Just make the payments on time and all
start
that.
Just like you're 16 years old, just, you know, rebuilding your credit. So
some of these things take time to learn. They're habits that have to be established and take on for sure.
But, you know, the thought is, I think a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to file bankruptcy. That's going to hurt my credit score. I think people think that. And that's usually a myth. Usually it's going to help your credit score. Usually you're terrible. Right now that only the, you know, we used to say, you know, you got one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel.
I was going to say, which was worse? You know, it's like we say this before, you know, yes, you don't want to get to that point necessarily, but it might be the answer to get you a new start, to start over, to, you know, reestablish again those habits, those things. And, you know, you can't keep making it worse. If, like, you're not making the payments, it's just going to, you know, you won't be able to apply for different things or get, you know, property or different things like that either because of the situation.
I was speaking to about a 26-year-old single mom today, and she says, you know, I don't even know what my credit score looks like. I have no idea, but I can't get any kind of loans, you know. Mm-hmm. Every time I apply for a credit card.
She can't qualify.
Yeah. Every time I do a credit card, they deny me. And so we pulled it up, and she thought she had like $4,000 worth of debt. She had $17,000 worth of debt.
Oh, wow.
She didn't even know stuff was on there. You see, I thought I had insurance, but she had all these medical bills and stuff like that she didn't know about. And, of course, you know, when a creditor pulls that up, they go, no, I don't think I'm going to give you any. You know, you're
about risk.
you're about one step away from filing bankruptcy, and I don't want to be the next person. So usually usually a bankruptcy will help you. So that's one of the myths that are out there. All right, so that's some of the – we're just doing a grab bag today. If you have any kind of questions about bankruptcy, about you filed and, you know, what's the next step, or, you know, I filed a long time ago and, you know, this and that and the other, when can I file again? You know, give us a call, 757-488-5299. Let's talk about the stimulus check. Have you got your check yet?
I did, actually.
Did you? I haven't got mine
for
yet.
For all three of us. Well, we're a family of three, so yes. My daughter's very happy because she, you know, I told her I'm saving hers towards her college fund. And she was excited about that. A 10-year-old being excited about saving for college. Go figure.
She didn't get $1,400, did she?
She did.
She gets $1,400?
She did. This
time. How old is she?
10.
She got $1,400?
This time around, yes.
Are you kidding me? 10-year-olds get $1,400?
Well, not everybody is giving it to the, or, you know, saving it for their children, you know, but... I figured we were going to be smart with this particular. That's what I was doing.
I knew there was a reason I wasn't watching the news. My goodness, $1,400.
I only have one child, so I can imagine the people who have multiple children that hopefully they're doing something important with that money and, you know, not spending it frivolously.
So the question is you're filing bankruptcy, is that $1,400 by that 10-year-old saved? Is it protected? Well, you know, the child's not going to file for bankruptcy. But that if your $1,400, if you're worried about your $1,400, yes, it's protected. That's exempt. They can't come after that. That's your money. And so even if you owe a creditor some money, if you file bankruptcy, we can exempt
that. They won't automatically take it away.
We can exempt it. Your attorney can exempt it.
I still have a question about whether we're going to get penalized on the back end for some of this with our taxes. There's been back and forth. I know that's a rabbit trail for another day probably, but, you know.
I can tell you we're going to get penalized. Our taxes are going to increase by, like, I mean, it's
right.
a lot versus the $1,400 we get. I mean,
I don't know what
the
I
average person
believe.
Taxes is going to be way higher than the $1,400
Well, I never know what I believe. You know, I did, you know, we filed our taxes or whatever you know, you had to say whether you got stimulus money, you know, whatever they called it, you know, money. And so some people were saying that they noticed that their tax, whatever, went down or went up or whatever too. So I don't know all of that. I'm not a tax attorney. So, you know, but I was curious about that too, showing that we received money. Is it going to end up penalizing us in the end?
Probably
will, but, you know.
You need to get a CPA on here.
I know. There you go, to figure that out.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we, you know, people are spending that money. Oh, there, we got a phone call. Let's see.
So just know this. If you got the $1,400, you got creditors, and you want to file bankruptcy, you can keep your $1,400. You do not have to lose that in bankruptcy to the trustee. That generally you have $5,000 that you can protect in the bankruptcy, but that this is a special statute that we can protect that $1,400 as well. Okay, so we have Tony from, it's not actually Phoenix, Arizona, but it's from Arizona in the Phoenix metropolitan area. Tony, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Steve? How are you today?
I'm doing good. What specific area in the Phoenix metropolitan area do you live?
I'm right on the border of El Mirage versus Surprise.
Wow, El Mirage means like coming up out of nowhere, and Surprise like means surprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind
of you're here.
Yeah. Okay, so what's on your mind today, Tony?
Well, I was listening to you. I'm listening to what you're sharing, and I think you're right in a lot of ways. People are very, very worried about stigma, about negative information. I believe one of the most misguided interpretations of bankruptcy is that it's a bad thing. Bankruptcy is not a bad thing. It's a tool given to us to get out of a situation or to reset a situation or to move into a new place from a place where you may have not had control of something and it influenced you badly. And then that, rather than being stuck there and spinning your wheels for your whole life, you come out into a place where you can reset your credit, you can reset your debt load, and you can move forward and learn and hopefully get some guidance going forward. And you're free from the burden of where you were. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Well, you know, and lots of times the solution to bankruptcy isn't right for everybody. For instance, we had a young lady today that she only had one debt for $5,000. Now, usually, if you only have one debt for $5,000, you know, I really take a close look about whether or not to advise filing bankruptcy. But in this person's case, it made a lot of sense. The reason it made a lot of sense was she had a creditor that was a very aggressive creditor, and I know this creditor. And that once they get that, she was married, and that she's got a bank account, and that even though that she doesn't actually even work, and so usually I say I don't know, you know, they're not going to be able to garnish her. This particular creditor was going to give her a hard time, and you really cannot trust a lot of these creditors. You know, you got this court date coming up, and that you'll say, you know, they'll say, yeah, don't worry, just start making payments. And the next thing you know, you look, you got a judgment against you. You say, I didn't know I was going to get a judgment, and then I was going to keep making payments. Oh yeah, you know, they're not going to tell you the whole thing sometimes, and so. So, you know, her and her husband are going to pray about it, but, you know, for about $1,500, actually, it's going to cost a little bit less for her than that. She only had one creditor, you know, it probably makes sense, you know, about 1,438, because we didn't have to do I think we did have to do a credit report just to make sure we got everybody, but that, for $1,500 that, you know, that she was going to get a $5,000 judgment, and these people would never go away. I just know them, and once you got a judgment, it's going to stay on there for 20 years, and mm-hmm. you're going to end up spending a lot more than $5,000 to get rid of this debt. $1,500, get rid of the thing now, start a fresh start, get it over with. You know, pay one-third mm-hmm. of the – I probably can't negotiate with this particular creditor and get it done for any less than that. So, but in some cases, you know, $5,000, you know, I'm going to say let's try to negotiate this thing, you know, try to get it settled for $1,500 and not have to file bankruptcy. But that wouldn't have been the case in this case. But you're right that there should not be a stigma. You should be one of the many tools in your creditor, let's take care of the creditor problem handbag, you know, to get rid of the creditors and get a fresh start.
Yeah, it's like going to a doctor. You go to a doctor because you don't feel good, something's wrong, and you have all your options, and the last option is surgery. And you basically, you're removing the option, you're removing the problem. Well, before that, you might try some different medications. You might try some things that treat the problem and try to make it better. But at some point, you opt, okay, you know what? I'm just done. I don't want to do it anymore. Let's get done with it.
That's right.
And you go forward, and you know, or you do chemotherapy. Chemotherapy kills it. You know, whatever. At some point, removing the problem is the only solution that makes any sense. And I think, like, you know, even Donald, our ex-president Donald Trump, multiple people do it. Corporations do it every year. You've seen multiple corporations file bankruptcy this year because of the pandemic. No one's talking bad about them.
No, they shouldn't. It's not a stigma. We've talked many times about how it's a biblical solution. You know, that the it's really very, very much parallels the year of release, Deuteronomy 15th Jubilee. You know, it pictures grace as far as giving people a second chance. And both you and I know that from a sin debt issue that we need that grace. But many people, including ourselves occasionally, need that same sort of relief considering our financial situation. So, well, I appreciate you calling in today, Tony. Anything okay. else on your mind?
Take care. No, just I would say if you're thinking about this in the area, you're talking to a guy who's probably got more experience than two or three lawyers put together, so you want to go where the experience is. You don't want to go with someone brand new at it.
We're going to put you on the payroll pretty quick, Tony. We're trying to figure out how to put you on the get you a seat out here.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Take care, man.
All right. Take care. All right. Go ahead and call in at 488-5299. Let us know your thoughts. You can go to our website at debtfreeva.com, www.debtfreeva.com, if you want a free appointment to review your finances. And what I did the other day with a young lady is the one that we ended up opening a file with is that we just charged her $100 and pulled up a credit report for $28 and reviewed her entire credit portfolio. And sure enough, she didn't have $4,000 worth of debt. She had $17,000 worth of debt. And so we went ahead and we're preparing to file and get her a fresh start. So I'll do something like that with you as well. You know, I want you to know what you got out there, and I don't want to file unless it's something that makes sense. That's really we're a fiduciary. It means we're professionals to put your best interests ahead of ours. And sometimes we can't make a determination until we see what kind of creditors you have.
To see what you're working with.
A lot of people don't know what they have. They bring in a box full of like stuff, and that, you know, we don't even want to see that. We want to see show us what's actually coming against you, you know. In the last 3 or 4 minutes, just the last thought that I had, you know, we talked about all your debts are going to be discharged, and that, you know, people pull these credit reports are. And then, like I said, even with this lady here, that not all your creditors are going to show up on that credit report. Mm-hmm. Let me just give you a quick grab bag that even if you pull your credit reports, you may not have everybody on there. So these are, there's entire categories of debts that never appear on credit reports at all. First one, judgments and court cases against you. In most states, in fact, there was a lawsuit not too far back ago that prohibited the judgments from showing up. In fact, they punished one of the credit reports that falsely put that on a credit report. That judgments and cases against you often, usually, almost always do not appear on your credit reports. So you can have a judgment, you can have somebody garnishing you, and it won't even show up on that. Certainly the judgment itself won't show up on the credit report.
Oh, good.
Item number two, taxes and tax liens. And just like judgments in most states, that they usually will not appear on your credit report. You can have these big tax liens, whether it be the Virginia or IRS, state, local, taxes, they won't appear. So judgments, tax liens, many business loans, you know, that if you, you know, you have a business and that you got a particular loan, how much time we have? 2 minutes. Okay, so I got four things that I'll say in 2 minutes. And so business loans. And so lines of credit, you know, loans that you've signed for as far as your business, credit cards in the business name alone, but has your name on the credit card. I've got it as a business person. I have a number of different debts that don't show up on my credit report. Thank goodness, because it would go against my credit. You know, it showed that credit utilization was being used, and it doesn't show that. So, understand. Lots of times, business loans and business credit cards aren't on there. Many times, medical bills don't show up, even though sometimes they do, especially if they've gone to collection. But many times, medical bills don't show up. Many times, like utility bills, they don't show up, even though that lots of times that they'll show up under a collection agency, and you have to do research figuring out who they are.
Don't even know what that is.
Just got this debt that basically existed way back in the day, but they don't have, like, you know, dominion power. Payday loans. Some payday loans do show up, but a lot of them don't. Is there anything else that I can think of? That's most of them. I would say probably, a ton of that's, and that's why that the it's really good that even if you don't list all your creditors, they're going to be discharged. But it is good to get an idea of what your creditors are. So, with all that being said, that was kind of a grab bag today, and I hope it helped as far as just kind of giving some information about bankruptcies. Any last thoughts? Colleen?
Well, we had a phone call in where a lady wanted the information to pass along to someone else. So I wanted to, in our last closing minutes, like, maybe the topics don't necessarily hit your personal situation. Maybe you're okay with your credit score, your financial situation, but you might know someone who could benefit from reaching out. So it's debtfreeva.com to www.debtfreeva.com to reach out.
Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us and so much that you gave your only begotten son, that whoever would believe in you would not perish but have everlasting life. So we pray for that person that needs Jesus. We pray for that person that has Jesus but just needs to be encouraged. And Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.